full start. Okay, today's daf of Basra, daf Pei Vav. And we are on Pei Hem Abeis. We will start four lines from the bottom. Amar Rava on daf Pei Hei Amid Beis. So yesterday the Gemara started to discuss the sugya. If you just look back up for a minute, yesterday's daf, the fourth line on Pei Hei Mabeis. Vayimineh Rav Sheshes Merafuna, what Ibaya are we in the middle of? Kalef Shalokeach Bereshus Moche. If somebody's buying something and they bring their kli into the seller store. Let's say I bring fruit, and I bring my basket into the seller store and I put the fruit in the basket. Right? This, if it's a shopping cart, the shopping cart also belongs to the seller. But once I get to the checkout counter, I put it in my bag. So that's already Kalef Shalokeach Bereshus Mocher. But there I've already paid for it and I've already picked it up. So there's already maybe Hagbah, this Kesef. Now let's say I've already, sometimes people walk around and they're only getting a few items. They just take a bag and they put it into the bag even before they pay for it. So the question is, when does the sale take place? Sometimes the cash person working at the cash register puts it into the bag. So that's already different because there it's the shliach of the mocher acting to put it into the lokeach's bag. So all this has halacha or ma'aseh ramifications, but that's the question. Does the kli of the lokeach and the rishus of the mocher, is the lokeach kona or not? What exactly is the suffik? And that's what we're up to. We're up to the third try to prove one way or the other, what's the halacha there? Kela shel lokeach rishus mocher. So the Rashbam, his formulation of the suffik, as we had it on the fourth skinny line on Pehei Mabez, where is it kana lokeach, ki'ilu nasan lotoch reshusa shalokeach, is it as if he goes into the kli of the lokeach, is that as if it went into the reshus of the lokeach, because my kli is like my reshus, o lo kana de reshus iker, vi hakli batel lagabe harishus. Says the Rashbam, the issue is bittel. Does the kli lose its status? Look, if you have a cup on the ground, so this the ground is the ikker. So therefore, the kli would be batel, even though it's totally surrounded by my rishus. It doesn't matter because a larger rishus surrounds my little rishus, and therefore the kli would be batel. That's the Rashbam's formulation of the ibaya. Tosfos. The top Tosfos does not think that's the issue. Tosfos thinks it's more of an umdina. Does the mocher give out does he kind of lend out the reshus where the kli is on to the kona? Tosfos says it on the third skinny line of Tosfos. Aval mocher shema mashil lo makom lulokeach sheyikne mashu mocher lo. It's not more of an issue of a bittel, a more lumdis term, but it's more of what's going through the mocher's mind. If the mocher allows me to put my sack down in his rishus, maybe that means that he is giving me a kinyan in that area of the ground, and therefore that's the question. So we have the Rashbam, whether the kli is batel or not. We have Tosfos, who says maybe the mocher was mashil makom or not. And then just one more, I'll read you the lashon of one of the achronim, the Granat. The Granat in Siman Kuf Pei Hei. We only have the Granat on a couple of Masechtos. So he's used on Ksubis, Gittin, Kedushin, and then the Babis. So in Kuf Pei Hei, all the way at the end, he says, Va'asafik sheba gemara, yish lefarish lechora hachi. This is the suffix. A little combination between the Rashbam and Tosfos. Im nasan lo hamocher rishus rak lehishtamesh, aval eno mash ilo guf hachatzer. The mocher gives rights for me to put my kli down in his rishus. Is that purely, that's all? He just gives me rights, but he does not give me any kinyan in the guf hachatzer. The chatzer shel mocher mevatel rishus lokeach. If he only gives me rights to do something, then I'm not kone because I have a right to put his stuff into my cup, into my basket, but that doesn't mean I own it yet. He just gives me a right to do that. Or the mashe lo beguf hachatzer al hahishtamshus kelev. Or is the mocher makne this area legabe hishtamshus? A little different, right? But I'm makne this area for this time period so that you could use it. V'kona halokeach v'lo miftil rishus kelev agav chatzer kiva diyishlo kinyin beguf hachatzer al zeh. Right? Like I give the item rights in the inherent item legabe a certain right. So that's the suffix, says the Granat, which is kind of a combination of Rashbam and Tosfos. Does he give him the right, and does that turn into a kinyan aguf, and therefore the kli won't be batel to the ground? And then he says, based on these two ideas, this suffix, maybe achlofiza ibaya la dafka kelev shalokeach versus mocher. He says maybe you'd have the same ibaya. What about kelev shalokeach versus acherim? What if Reuven is buying something from Shimon and Reuven's kli is in Levi's property? And then he gets it. So l'mainaf kamina, if it's just an issue of the kli being batel or not, so then it's Levi's land. No issue. But if you say it's an issue of giving him a schus ishtamshus, so then it could also work. But giving him rights in the guf hakarka l'gabi ishtamshus, that wouldn't work, because the person has no right to give a kinyan guf in the third party's property. So that is just a little bit regarding the suffix that we are in the midst of talking about. So the Gemara tried yesterday, try number one, to bring a raya from Hilchas Gittin, that was try number one in the Mishnah from Maseches Gittin, and we rejected that because we said there's an Ukimta there, that's not a pure case of Kelev Shalokech Pashas Mocher, maybe it's tied up to her, maybe it's maybe she's holding it, so that was number one. Then we tried to bring a Raya from the following Brisa, Pashas Mocher, Lokana, Shiak Bieno, Shiak Bieno, Mershuso, we tried to bring a Raya from a second Brisa, and now we're up to number three.
Ultimately, this can boil down to some sort of quasi-Kinyan Chatzer.
Is it going to boil down to a quasi-Kinyan chatzer? But it's a chatzer within your chatzer.
Right, I'm saying.
It's a chatzer within a chatzer.
It's not doing anything to the good for the object itself. So right. What's the Kinyan here?
What is the Kinyan? Right, the Kinyan will ultimately be a Kli. Will be the Kli, with a type of chatzer. But again, Tosfos says it's more of I'm giving my property.
Even if you give your property, then...
So it would be the chatzer of the Lokeach. It would be the chatzer of the Lokeach, right. Okay, so try number three. Four lines from the bottom. Amar Rava Tashma. Let's try to prove it now from the following. Mashach Hamarav Upoala Vichnis Lantoch Beso. Let's say I pull my donkey or workers into my house. So I didn't directly pull the items, because they're on the back of the donkey, or they're in the Rishus, they're being held by the Poalim. So Vichnis Lantoch Beso, Bain Pasak Ashlo Madad. Whether we made the set price yet, but we didn't exactly measure out how much I'm going to buy. Ubein madad shelo pasak, or the opposite, either case, shneim yecholon lachzor b'hen. In that case, even if we did one or the other, we did, we know exactly how much I'm going to take, we know exactly, I measured it out, both of them can still be chozer bo, because no kinyan took place yet. Why isn't this a regular kinyan mashicha? If I pulled the donkey, you're selling me items, it's on the back of the donkey, I pulled the donkey into my rishus, why doesn't that work? Or I pulled your worker into my rishus. So the Rashbam says in the second wide line, v'hach meshicha, lav meshicha hiliknos. This isn't a good Kenyan meshicha. Shari ha'adam hu moshech, u meshichas adam ta'un peros, lo mahanyo liknos is a peros, ashim shecha peros atzman. Right, it's too indirect. I pull you, and you're holding something, but that is not called a kinyan mashicha on the item. That's not enough of a horaz bailus, a reflection of ownership. If I just pull the item that is holding the merchandise, so therefore that is not a regular kinyan mashicha. So again, if I pull the donkey and the workers in, that doesn't work. Even if I made the price, even if I measure out, we both could be chozer bo. But continues the brisa, Pirkan, v'yachnisan l'toch peso, if I unloaded them, I was mefarik them. Right, we know there's a mitzvah prika later on in the end, Sefer Dvarim. Pirkan, v'yachnisan l'toch peso, if I unloaded them and then put them into my rishus, now there's a hanacha in the rishus of the lokeach, so now it depends. Pasak, atchalo, madad, if we already made the price, right, we already established what I'm going to pay for it. So nobody can be chozerbo because the price is made. The price is made. I did the kinyan. I put it down in my rishus, so we can't be chozerbo. So what? I didn't measure exactly out, but still the deal is done. And basically, once I measure it out, that's it. That just reveals what the kinyan, what I was already kona. But madar ashal pasak shneim yichon lachzor b'hen. But if I measured out, but we didn't set the price yet, then still, even though I did the kinyan, we could still both be chozer bo. Because what happens if you give an exorbitant price to the seller, then of course I won't want to buy it yet. Or if I just offer you a cheap price. So before the price is set, nothing's going to work because nobody has real gemiras das to go through the sale yet. That is all the Brisa. But what do you see from the Brisa? In the case where the buyer takes how we understand the Brisa. If I took the items off of the donkey and I put it down into my rishus, I unloaded it, what's pashas of unloading? I take his basket off the donkey, I put it into my rishus. So that is a case of kalev shel mocher birishus lokeach. And what do we say? We say, it works! I'm koneh it, right? That was the top line. Pirka v'chlis l'ntoch beso. I took them off and put them into my rishus. So says the Gemara. Umi de kalev de mocher birishus lokeach lokana. From the fact that kalev of the mocher in the rishus of the lokeach, lokana. What is lokana in here? So it's an unusual lashon. It means the kli is batel legabe the karka. The kli does not, lokana means the kli does not have his own independent status, and therefore the kone does acquire. Kelev shel mocher versus lokeach means the lokeach does acquire it. So, kelev de lokeach, now he versus mocher lokana. So the same thing should apply if the kelev of the lokeach are in the versus of the mocher. It should go by the ground. Right, the ground is mevatel, the independent status of the kli, and it should not work as a kinyan. So that is the question. That was the try. We try to bring a raya that it does not work. So can you be mechalik? The Gemara is not mechalik, but can you be mechalik between one or the other? So if you say it's a din of bittel reshuyos, then lechara it shouldn't make a difference. That's the Rashbam's interpretation of the Gemara. Right? It's all an issue of, if you have a kli on the ground, does that lose its independent status? So that should work in either direction. If you say it's an issue of giving over zechuyos, so then maybe it can be mechalik between a mocher and a lokeach, because now we're talking about the umdana of what people do. So either way, let's go with the Rashbam. Maybe this is where the Rashbam got it from. But the fact that the Gemara parallels it, maybe it's an issue of bittel. So isn't that a raya? So says the Gemara, Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no. There's no raya from the Braisa, because what's the Braisa talking about? Not where you just took off the basket and put it down into your Rishus. Bishesh Shafchan, you just dumped it. You dumped it out. You dumped it onto your ground. You dumped it onto your ground. So there's no raya either way. So the Gemara says, Ikfid Rava. Rava was very upset about this. Midi Shafchan Ktani. Does it say Shafchan? Does it say, it says Pirkan. Doesn't say Shafchan. So how can you say that's what it means? Sometimes the Gemara will just say, okay, don't worry about it. Just change the Lashon. But here Rava says, I don't have that Mesorah of changing the words. So it should be Shafchan. It should be Pirkan. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Bidi Shafchan Ktani, Pirkan Ktani. So the Gemara says, no, Ella Amar Bar Baramashi, Bimisachli Detumi. We're talking about bundles of garlic. So bundles of garlic, they're never in bags. They're just a bundle. Right, think of a bundle of hay that's just wrapped up in a rope, and it's you just throw it on the floor, so it goes onto the, directly onto the floor. So that's how you unload a bundle. So therefore, again, it is no raya. Period. Continuing, amalei huna bre demar zutra lo ravino michti. 1 second, pirkan katani. It says you unloaded. So mali pasak, mali lo pasak. We explained this already, but the Gemara is now just going to elaborate. If you already unloaded it into your shus, so why should it make a difference whether you set the price yet or not? Didn't you already do a kinyan? Once you do a kinyan, it's finished. The Gemara says no. Amalei pasak sam chadaite. Once you set the price, then everybody has smichas das, everybody has full das in order to go through with the kinyan. So that's why it works. But lo pasach, if you didn't set the price yet, lo sam chadaiti, nobody thinks it's going to go through yet. Because maybe somebody's going to mention a price that will be exorbitant in either direction, exorbitantly expensive or exorbitantly cheap. So therefore, right, second wide line of the Rashbam, mi yemar shi yiskayim ha-mecher. Who says it's going to go through? Shem ha-mocher yale b'demehen, v'alokeach yizalza b'demehen. Right, nobody knows yet. So therefore, even if you do a kinyan, it is not going to work if the price has not been set. So try number 3 did not work. So we have now one more. Amale Ravina Ravashi Tashma. Let's try one more time from a statement of Rav and Shmuel. To Rav and Shmuel, Dami Travaihu, Caleb Shel Adam, Konala Bechol Makom. Rav and Shmuel say, we had this a couple days ago, that the Caleb, I'm sorry?
Yes,
we had it yesterday also. We had it also on the... Right, we also had it earlier. Okay. Good. So Gemara says that Rav and Shmuel say that the kelim of a person are kone everywhere. B'chol makom. So lasuyemai, what does that mean? What is that coming to include? Rav and Shmuel make this amazing statement. Wherever, anywhere, the person's kelim are kone. My love, lasuyem rishus mocher. Isn't that to include the rishus of the mocher? Right, so Gemara says, no, hasam da'amarle zil kni. Now, where are kelim of a lokeach? Totally kona, always. That's only where the mocher says, go be kona. Go be kona. So in that case specifically, we say that it is going to work. What exactly is the chiddush here? What is the chiddush here? So if you look in the Rush, the Rush says in Simin Tezvav, the Rush says here in Simin Tezvav that what exactly is the chiddush? The Amale Zilkni Shehigna Lo Bekomo Dahash Dahavi Kelev Sholkeach Birushus Lokeach. This automatically, when the person says Zilkni, so the Rush says we look at it as if it's the Kelev of the Lokeach in the Rishus of the Lokeach. V'chitema, says the Gemara, then my itzrach lasuye. If that's the case, then what's the chiddush? Pshita, the Kelev of the Lokeach, Rishus Lokeach Kana. So V'yesh Lomar says the Rosh, no. The Hakamash on the following. De lo tema, de lo mahani shehai she'elas makom, lios koni lulokech bidvarim ba'alma, sheyikna lokelov. Right, you might say, how could you be calling something with words? Usually, how could I give over a piece? Usually we have to do a kinyan if I'm going to give you part of my chatzer. We have to do a kinyan chalipin, you have to do a kinyan chazaka, you have to do some type of kinyan. Just saying zilkni in that way, then the land that your kli is on is not going to get mavutal. How does that work? That's the chiddush. Tashol karka osocher mechaveru tzarech leknosa bekesav ubechazaka. Because usually, if you rent out, if you're leasing out from your friend, you have to pay for it. You have to be kone in somehow. Chaz kesav or chazaka. Kid to amar gabi uvda der gabli uvas a kenyan, like the case we've had in the past. These tanaim were on a boat and they wanted to give over the payros for the maestros. But Kamash Malan says the Rush, that's the chiddush here. De dibur mahani hacha, that here even words, just saying zil kni, allows you to now be kone. De dibur mahani hacha, de vade le'inyin shikna lo amakom below kelev. Because that's exactly what he's trying to do, to be makne him his makom. Aval le'inyin kni asakli bedibur ba'alma shenasan le'rishus le'nechshon kelev. So that is why it's going to work here. Even just dibur, the chiddush is you don't need a maisa kinyan. So let's go one step further. Why don't you need a maisa kinyan here? Why not? If I want to rent out this property, I need a maisa kinyan. So just because my kli here is on the ground, so why don't I need a maisa kinyan? So the Achronim connect this to a shita of the Ksos, which we mentioned a while ago. Very important shita of the Ksos. So the Ksos in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. Kuf Nun Gimel, talking about, we mentioned it earlier in the Masechta. The Ksos asks, V'kashi li tuva, below taina hechi mishkachasla. We've said, we had this back in the second parak, where there was machlokas there in certain types of cheskas tashmishin. If I'm machzik in a certain usage, and you don't complain about it, do I have to explain how I got that usage? You gave me rishus, we spoke about it, I rented this out, or does it even work without a taina? So some rishonim there said it even works without an explanation. If I have this cheskas chestamshus, if I do this for 3 years, my rishonim said, that's it, it's mine. Even without a taina. So he asked the ksos, how you coned it without a taina? You didn't explain how you got it. Says the ksos, if you explain it, it's fine. If you're towing that you got it through some type of kinyan, fine. Right? So why doesn't it work? He says, according to the Rambam, it's a little better. What Rambam? He's referring to the Machlokas Rambam Ravid, we've mentioned many times. If you had a kinyan chazaka, do you have to do a kinyan in the guf hakarka? Or can I just do a tashmishin on the karka, spreading out fruit on a piece of land? Is that good enough of a kinyan chazaka for me? Says the Rambam, yes. Says the Ravid, no. So says the Ksos, according to the Rambam, it works out a little better. Im kein hachanami, kna'o b'shimush zeh, tahavi kemo chazaka, v'suin yochal achzerbo. This is like a kinyan chazaka, just using it is enough of a kinyan ishtamshus. But according to the Ravid, another Rishonim who say you have to do a kinyan b'guf hadavar for kinyan chazaka. So how does it work here? My using, let's say I play loud music and you don't complain about it and it's not disturbing anybody else. So I have a kinyan hishtamshus for 3 years. So how does that work according to the Ravid? Don't you have to do a kinyan b'guf hadavar? Says the Ksos. No, a big chiddush, even according to the Ravid. The af agav da achilas peiros eino kone hainu delo mahani sheyikne baze gufa karka. What are you trying to be kone? Are you trying to be kone a davar or are you trying to be kone a zchus? Says the Ksos, if you're trying to be kone a guf hadavar, an item, land, metaltal and something, then you need a real bona fide kinyan. Like the whole list of kinyanim in Mesachas Kiddushin. But if all you're trying to be kone is a zchus hishtamshus, then all you need is the hishtamshus. to be kone, even according to the Raifit. Avalim nisratzu habaylum lahaknos lazev la'iza tashmish, v'asa hashimush, hahu midas baylim, kino latashmize, shalo yuchal achzer bo. Everybody agrees to that. V'yemkein efshar, diafilu b'davar shetashmish lo davar acher, v'kino mimenu latashmish miyuchad, m'chiyaz latashmisho, kino latashmisho. Says the Ksos in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, Sif Katan Gimel, in a case where all I want is a schus hishtamshus, I can be kone that with the hishtamshus itself, and you're allowing me to fulfill that hishtamshus. So maybe that's the explanation of the Rosh here. What's the chiddush of zil kni here? The Rosh says that you don't need a real kinyan. Why don't you need a real kinyan? Right? Why not? Because all you want here is the schus hishtamshus that your kli should be able to be useful in this property, and that is exactly what he gave you rishus to do. Okay, so that is the Rosh and the Ksos. One other point, the tour here in Simen Reish in Hilchas Kinyan Metaltalin, the Rosh quotes the Ad Ramah, the Ramah in our sugya. The Ramah states, Dafka de Amarle Zil Kni. It's only our Gemara that says, when does it work that if I put, again, it's very halachal ma'isa, if I put my kli down in a seller's rishus, so when does that work for sure? If the seller said, you know what, bikona, zil kni. Says the Ramah, it's dafk if he said it. De'oz goliadaite, because then he revealed his das, de'chiyav le rishusa, la'anuche hasam, adet look at mikni behudiyav le rishusa. When I allowed you to put your kli in there, I meant that you should be kona it. Aval ilo amar le zilkni. If I didn't say zilkni, if the seller did not say it, but afal gav di yavle reshusa la anuche, even if he gave him reshus to put the kli down, but he didn't say zilkni, so then it's not going to work. The kinyan is not going to work. Sorry? Does he have to say it in front of Edom? I mean, it might just be free afterwards. Nobody's arguing here that he said it. But in any quotes, maybe the Rimigach and others argue on this. But why would he have to mamish say it? Why can't he just say? How does the Ad Ramah know that from our Gemara? Why can't he just say that? You know, zil kni, lav dafka, he means put it down. Why do they dafka have to say zil kni? Where do you know that from? So the Bach on that tour says, v'nira, bayis chadash of Yol Circus. Nira de Haramah hechri, can't forget the Bach's name. Nira de Haramah hechriach lechalik bakach. The Ramah says, no, it's gotta be. You have to be Mechalik. You have to understand the Gemara that is literal, where he said it. Mishut Kashule. Because otherwise, the Maikam Ibayale. Because if not, what's the whole Shaila of Kela Shalokech versus Mocher? What? The case is where he didn't have Rishus to put it down, then of course he's not Kona. That can't be the Ibaya. The Ibaya of the Gemara cannot be where you never gave me Rishus to put down my Kli. It has to be in a case where you gave me Rishus, and even so the Gemara has a question. Well, the Gemara is what? If I put it down there, will you nicky me rishus on my kone? Of course you're not kone if you didn't have rishus to put it down there. The whole shiloh of the Gemara said it must be where you allow me to put it down. So now the Gemara is rejecting and saying, no, there's no riot to the Yibaya because this is the case. So it must be that here is where you said it beforeish. Umetari tzaramah, delokami boile bistama, elahecha damoche nosalim rishus. The question is, in a case where he gave rishus, mikana lokeach, and that's the Gemara's exact rejection. No. This case of the Braisa could be where he said zil kanile. But our ibai is a question where he just gave rishus and he didn't say it. That's how the Ramah understands the shaila of the Gemara. Good.
So then both of them are happening at once. The rishus to use the kli and to be kone the chavis that's going into the kli is
kone. Right. Well, the usage of the kli here means my use is to be kone in my kli.
So both of them are happening at once. That's it.
Well, when he says zil kani lei, and then his stuff is not in the kli yet.
Okay.
So at that moment, zil kani lei means now your kli has independent status. Now it can do what you want it to do.
But wasn't the assumption that says that you have to use the yishtamshus?
So you have to use it. So you're saying, so according to the explanation of the ksos, yeah, it happens bon ke'echad. Okay, because the yishtamshus itself was it. Unless the yishtamshus is also just using my kli, also being able to put it down in your rishus is already a yishtamshus.
But that was already done according to the Bach.
Maybe. according to the Bach, it was already done. Or, right, it might have done like, yeah, put it in and please be kone. I'm not sure if it was done yet. Okay, it's not awesome, right? Because just putting something into an area is considered a usage. Just reminds me of in Hilchas Kotzer, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Melach of Kotzer, the Rabbanon, we're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. Right? This is the Rabbanon of Kotzer. So I'm not allowed to put something on a tree or take something off a tree. Let's say I want to hang my jacket on a branch of a tree. Shulchan Aruch holds that. That's also midrabanan. Let's say my jacket's there for before Shabbos. Let's say my sefer's there. Taking the ball out of the branch, that's also midrabanan. That's using. You have to use a two steps removed. Right? If you have a hammock that's connected to a nail that haven't go straight into the tree, it's not good enough. It's got to be two steps removed. So that's also just putting something down or take something off is considered a hishtamshus. So you're two, maybe you could say that. San Hasam Viter says the Mishnah in Kiddushin Nechazen Sheish Lamachra Yisniknem Bekaseh B'Shtar B'Chazaka. The chasim that have security, meaning karka, could be koneh in one of three ways. You pay for it, b'shtar, you give a deed over, u'b'chazaka, or kinyah chazaka. B'she'en lahem achrayis, and mitaltalin, a niknin ela b'meshicha, are only nicknamed with meshicha by pulling it. B'sura masi lo hashvayis ha'meshveder Rav Chisda. In Sura, the following statement was said in the name of Rav Chisda. B'pumbadisa masi lo ha'meshveder Rav Kahana. And in Pupadisa they had it and said in the name of Kahana, Varmila Meshveder Rava. And some say in the name of Rava. Right? We gotta know. We gotta bring maybe Gula Olam. So we wanna make sure that we say it in the name of the right person. So, what it was this great statement? Lo Shanu Elash Dvarim Shein Darkan Lahagbiya. When do we say the Metaltalin are nicknamed b'meshicha by pulling it? That's only by items that are not normally picked up. If it's not normally picked up, hagbah, so then you can use kinyan meshicha. But aval dvarim shedarkan lahagbia, but something that is derech to pick up, so then v'hagbah in v'meshicha lo, then you can only pick it up. If you're selling me a cup, so a cup is usually not dragged or pulled, it's picked up. So if I drag the cup, I'm not koneh it, because a cup is usually picked up, so v'hagbah in v'meshicha lo. Yosef Abaya. Okay, just one machlokes before we even move on. What about, it says, right, by davar she'ein derech lahagbia, so, right, well, usually, what's something that you don't, a couch, right? How do you, I guess a couch, so you pull a couch you can't usually pick up yourself, so you drag it, and if you drag it, that itself could be coded. What if you picked up the couch? What about a davar she'ein derech lahagbia, where we said Mashiach works, what if you are magbia it? The Rashbam here says, for sure, kone. For sure, kone, hagbah is the best. Hagbah is the best, even by a davar she'ein darko lahagbia. There are the bottom Rashbam on the page. Third to last line, umidit, beginning of the line, umidit bar meshicha, afilu b'meshicha. When the Gemara says it can be nicknamed with meshicha, means even meshicha. Go to the last line, alma hagbah adifa mi meshicha. The sheet of the Rashbam is hagbah always works. That's the best thing, picking it up and having it in your own hands. Whenever meshicha works, even if it's normally done by meshicha, but you're very strong, you do hagbah, that is also going to work. That is the shita of the Rashbam. If you look in the other Rishonim, the Rashbah and others quote the shita of the Ravid. The Ravid argues on this. The Ravid says, I'll read it to you from the Rashbah, Avol midivrei Ravid nireh, didavar haroi b'meshicha, velo b'hagbah, eino nikneh b'hagbah. If something that's roi for meshicha, hagbah doesn't work. Why? Ella bar hagba b'hagba v'lo b'meshicha umidi de bar meshicha b'meshicha v'lo b'hagba. And the Rashba agrees to the Rashbam. He thinks that they're both hagba would always work. So machlokas rishonim. Which is the more pashut shita? Which would you say? Which is the more pashut shita? Should hagba work for something that's not usually picked up, or do we say that no, only meshicha should work there? So l'chora, right? The Ravid sounds mistaver. The derech of something, that's what you have to do your kinyan on. Whatever's normally mugbah, you have to be magbia. If somebody is normally nimshach, you have to be nimshach. What's the svar of the Rashbam? What's the svar of the Rashbam that even, it's not normally picked up, but if you pick it up, it's gonna work? So a kinyan shalo kederech is going to work? Why should that work? So the Rav Shechter writes in the Ginas Egos, he says, what's the svar for this Rashbam? So he says maybe there's a fundamental difference between Kinyan Meshicha and Kinyan Hagbah, how they work. Meshicha is focused on the Maisa Meshicha, the act of pulling. And because the focus is the act, so that's why you have to do an act that is normal, that it's derech to do. So by Meshicha, you can't pull something that's normally picked up, right? If you pull a cup, so that's not a normal act. And that's why it's not going to work. This is on page Kuf Ayin. V'nira she'achilaku dibe mishicha she'koach hakniyahu b'masha hayeshama ma'isa mishicha azay lozeh b'inan she'ha ma'isa kedarko she'ein b'koach ma'isa mishune she'lo kederech lif'ol l'shum chalos kinyin. If it's a ma'isa and you're doing a ma'isa she'lo kederech, it's not going to work. What's Hagbah about? Hagbah is about the totsa'ah. Having it in my rishus. So it doesn't matter how it got there. Once it's in my rishus, it's in my rishus. Hagbah, shehamaisa hu rach b'chdeishi yikani tzachevis l'shuso. V'himatze hachefetz b'rishuso hu hapoel l'kinia. Having it in my rishus is itself the kinyan. Not how it got there, but that it is there. So lo ichbat lon b'maisa im mishuna olo, shari sof sof, hari nimsa hachefetz Bir Shuso. So that's a fundamental difference, but it explains beautifully why there should be a difference between Mashiach and Hagbah. Mashiach is focused on the Maisa, so you need a Maisa Kidarko. Hagbah is focused on the Totsah, the result of what's having it in my Rishus, so it doesn't matter how it got into your Rishus. Even something that you're not usually Magbia would be able to work.
Like leading an animal into your Rishus with food or something, the Totsah is it's in your
Rishus. So leading an animal without touching it, so that could be some type of kinyan about like we have a kinyan of Masiras giving over the reins. Also, you didn't do anything to the animal, but leading. Right, the Gemara talks about ko revi hiba. Right, if you call the animal and it comes, that itself is a kinyan by an animal, not by an eved. But that's by an eved. So that's the inachinami.
If you put
the vines underneath the elephant's legs and the animal has to lift up and walk over, is that a kinyan hagbah? That's what was the machlokas tanan there. Okay, so that is a machlokas rishonim whether hagbah will work on a davar she'ein darko lahagbia. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. So what did we just say? We said, oh, but Mashiach is only going to work by Yisab, by Mashiach for sure only works on somebody that is darko limshach. So, Yosef Abaya v'Karmel HaShvayitza Abaya said this over, Eisvira v'Adabar Masal Abaya, Hagonev, he said 1 second, Hagonev kiss b'Shabbos, if somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos, somebody stole a wallet on Shabbos, Chayiv. I am Chayiv. Shekvarin is Chayiv b'Geneva, Kolim Shiovo l'Yisr Shabbos. What does that mean, Chayiv? I'm Chayiv to pay. Even though I stole a wallet, and then I took it out of the house, and I brought it back to my rishus, and therefore I violated the malacha of hotsa'a also, which is a chi of misa. And if I did it on purpose, I'm chayav misa. If I did it on even by accident, I'm chayav achatas. Usually, the principle should apply of kim lebed rabbi minei. If you're chayav two punishments, you only get the more stringent one. And we paskin in baba kama lamed hay and ksubis lamed hay. Both of those dafim that. The like the sheet of Tanit Bechizkia, meaning even if you do something by accident, Achiyev Chayiv Misa Shogegin, that's still going to pater for Kimlei Bidrabamine. So here too, here it's not going to apply. Why? Because the Chiyev Mamon came first. When I picked up the wallet in your Rishus, I'm already Chayiv the Mamon. The Chiyev Misa only comes later once I go over the borderline Rishus HaYachad and Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, there's going to be a Chiyev Mamon. But if I don't pick it up, I roll it out. I don't do any kinyan hagbah on the item. So then putter. So then I'm going to be putter on the money. Why? Because when did I ultimately steal it? Only when I took it out of your rishus. Shari iser Shabbos v'geneva bon ke'echad. It came at the same time, and kibli v'drabi b'nei only works when does the chiyam misa patur the chiyam mamon only if it is ba'in ke'echad. Fine. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, v'harei kis tabar hagbahu, a wallet is always picked up. So, v'yafilo hachi kari b'shicha. So you know what? So you should never, as you cross the borderline from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Rabim, you still shouldn't be koneh it. Because you're kicking a wallet, you're rolling a wallet, that's a davar shedarko lahagbia, so kini b'shicha shouldn't work. You shouldn't be chayv at all on the wallet. Not because of kimle, but because you never will koneh it. So I'm not liking my answers, no, but misna. We're talking about a case where there's a strap. Let's say there's like a pocketbook and there's the strap of the pocketbook. So it is normal. It is normal that you sometimes can pull it. Right? Lav dafka that it's never darko lahagbia. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Anonami, but misna ka'amina. Right, what do you mean? We'll talk about a mista, right? Rashbam says, a mista is also dark alagbia. Let's see, lift up a pocketbook. How does that answer the question? So amale, b'midi deba'i misna. No, it's talking about a case of something that needs a strap, meaning it's some type of large sack of gold that you cannot lift up. So that's the kibta, what the Gemara is talking about, period. Okay, kimlay, we can spend a lot of time on kimlay. Just to mention one thought in the I'll read it to you from the Sefer Lamdas, Ian Balamdas, where he talks about the two of the ways to understand kimlay. How does it work? How does it work? The Chi of Mammon and the Chi of Misa. So one way to understand it is that the Befoal, if Bezdin punishes with the Chi of Misa, so then the Chi of Mammon should be Niftar. Right? It's subsuming Onshim. Or do I say subsuming, it's a Din and Bezdin, according to that approach. Din and Bezdin. Bezdin cannot inflict two punishments. Or do I say no? It's a question of hafkas hachiyuv or hafkas hamaisa. The act is defined only as a certain chiyuv. Right? You can't have an act that's machayev you two things. The act itself, forget Bezdin, the act itself could only be machayev you one thing, and that's why it could even work by shogeg. That's the first major nafkamina. If it's a din in Bezdin, it's very difficult to say why Tana de Bechizkiyah should be true. That even chayev means a shogegin. But there are other nafkaminas. Is there a chiyuv lasei sidei shemayim by kimlay? Let's say right, I violate a chiyuv misa and a chiyuv mamon, and I'm potter on the mamon. Is there a chiyuv lasei sidei shemayim to give back the money? So Rashi says yes. Rashi says there is a chiyuv lasei sidei shemayim to give back the money. The Marshal, the Amshar Shlomo talks about this in the sixth parak in Baba Kama and parak Akones in Simin Vav. Simin Vav, I think it is. Simin Yud or Vav. I don't remember. I can't see what I wrote here. So is there a Chiyuv L'Aseis Shemayim? So if you say it's a Din in Bezdin, Bezdin cannot inflict two, then there will be a Chiyuv L'Aseis Shemayim. Because the Chiyuv exists, it's just not inflictable. Mashenkin, if it's a Hafkas Achiyuv, so then there wouldn't be a Chiyuv L'Aseis Shemayim. Connected to that would be, is there an issue of Tfisa? Would Tfisa work? If the victim goes and grabs the money. Another nafkamina, Machokas Rishon, Rashi Ba Matsiyat Av Tzadik Aleph says that Tfisa would work. Maybe Rashi L'Shitaso. He says that Zechiyah Vlasi Zeh Shemayim, he says Tfisa would work. Mashenkin, other Rishonim, do not say it. So again, there are other nafkaminas to this sugya, but, you know, we will continue now. We'll continue now. Just one other part. You can't do Kimli without mentioning this, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim just mentions in a few places in the Grach HaLashas. One of them is in Simen Chafalov that there are two types of Kimli. Don't compare the Misa and the Mamon and the Malkus and the Mamon case. Right? Two types of Kimli. Sometimes you have Misa and Mamon together, sometimes Malkus and Mamon. They're very different, and they're even based on two sources. That's how he comes out to this. Why do you need two sources of Kimlay? What are two sources? The Rashbam here quotes one source. The Rashbam says, on the eighth wide line at the end of the line, Kidei Rishaso, Mishim Risha Achas, at the Machayba, we had the Machayba, Mishim Shtei Rishayos. But the Pasuk he says, say, Risha Achas. Bezdin only Machayb, you one Risha and not two Rishayos. But then you have Parshas Mishpatim, to Mei Vlados. If a person, Rachman al-Islan, kills the mother besides the babies, then he's Pater on the babies. Only if the mother below ye ason, then anoshi anesh. Then he pays for the babies. So what do you need two makaras for? Says Reb Chaim, very different. There's Misa and Mamon in Mishpatim, and Malkus and Mamon in Kiseitse. Malkus and Mamon might be a din in Bezdin. Risha achas ato machayva. Mashenki, my Misa and Mamon, that might be much more fundamental in terms of the redefining the act, a hafkas hamaisa or hafkas hachiv. Okay, obviously there's a lot more there, but that's what we're going to do right now. Toshma, fifth to last line. Birshus mocher lokana. So in the rishus of the mocher of the seller, lokana shiagbiena, the buyer is not kona until he lifts it up, or she has yotziena mirshuso, or he takes it out of the rishus. So there's an item that you could either do hagbah to, or you could take it out of the rishus, which is probably mishicha. So alma, what do you see from there? Midi debar hagbah, iboy bagbah, kani levi, iboy mishicha kani levi. You see, so you talk about the same item that you could do either or. So doesn't that prove that a debar hagbah you can do mishicha on also? So amar v'achem bar yitzchak, no, let's study tani. It's really two separate statements. Midi debar hagbah, bahagbah. Midi debar mishicha, b'mishicha. The O is depending on a different case. Tashma, let's try again. Again, trying to relate to this Hagbah and Meshicha relevance, which we got into based on the yesterday's sugya. Tashma on the top. Amocha bears lachaveira. If somebody sells fruit to their friend, Moshach velo madan kani. If somebody sells fruit and he pulled it, but he did not measure out yet, kani, so he's kone it. He did Mashicha, and he did not measure out how much he just took it. He'll figure out the measurements afterwards. We're talking about fruit. Fruit are lifted up. Fruit are usually, you know, you can lift up fruit, and it says that Mashicha works. No, we're talking about huge bundles. Talking about huge bundles, and therefore, it is Mashicha. Ihachi, if that's true, but then look at the Seifa. Right, look at the Seifa of our Mishnah. Right, this is our, that's why this whole sugi is here, because our Mishnah is written now. Ihachi, Ema Seifa, Halokiach Pishamechaveh, Rolokana, Jitis Lemma, Mimakam, Zelamakam, Acher. What did the Seifa of our Mishnah say on Friday? If you buy flax, you're not kona it until you do Hagbah. We, the Rashbam said that means, we explained it to mean Hagbah. So, Atu Pishton, Bishlifi, Ravavi, Milo, Avdi. So, if you're doing Hagbah, so what? We're saying the case switches. Flax, you don't make it to big bundles. So, flax is talking about small bundles, that's good Hagbah. But the ratio is not. So, the Gemara answers, you're right. Shiny Pishton, the Mishtamit. Flax is different because it's Mishtamit. What does that mean? The Rashbam says it's slippery. Flax is slippery. It's different. In Echinami, you don't make it into big bundles. So in the Reisha, it's big bundles of fruit. So we're talking about a case of Mashicha. But in the Seifa of flax, it's small bundles of flax. So therefore, that's why you have to be Magbiyait. The Rabbeinu Hananel, quoted here in the Rishonim, gives a different shot. Mishtam, it means it's easily rips if it's in a bag. Sometimes, you know, you think about something, you know, you put too many things in a shopping bag, you know, it rips. So this is pointy at the ends. Sefer could rip, so that's why you don't use such big bundles. Amalei Ravina Lerashi Tashma, let's try again, says the Mishnah. Behema Gasa Niknes B'Mesira V'Hadaka Bagbo Divi Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. First opinion of Behema Gasa, a cow. A cow, how do you kone a cow? Either with Mesira, you give over the reins, and a daka, and a little animal, a goat, Bagbo, you lift up the goat. The Chachamim Omrim Behema Daka B'Meshicha. The Chachamim say, a Behema Daka is not by lifting up, you do it B'Meshicha. So look at the sheet of the Rabbanan again against our principle that you can lift up a little goat, but it says you can be koni with Mashicha. So Gemara answers shiny behemoth asarcha. Again, don't bring me rice in that case. An animal always tries to squirm out. You try to lift it up, it's going to squirm, it's going to slip out of your hands. So it's not really a bar hagbah. An animal is not really a bar hagbah, and therefore you cannot bring any rayas to the issue of Hagbah versus Mashicha. Period. Next, Ravish will Dabri Shavayu. Ravish will say the following. Kur Bishloshim Ani Mocher Lecha. If somebody says, I'm selling you a kur of items for 30. Ani Mocher Lecha. Yochol Lachzer Bo Afilu B'Sah HaAchrona. The either one can be Chozer Bo up to the last Sa'ah. Because the language of Kur B'Shloshim, we assume, means one package, unified deal. A Kur for 30. So until you have everything, nothing is Nikna. But if I say, there's a Machlokas Rishonim here, in whose Rishus are we talking about? Is being measured into whose Rishus. The Ran here says, quoting the Rif, says that the Ran, Mishkachas Lalo Hadar Rabbi Shmuel, but Kulu Arba Rishuyos. In any Rishus that could work. In Rishus of Rabim or Rishus of the Mocher, where he was Magbia it. Right? And he says that it could work in a Simta, and it goes through all the cases. And he quotes that the Rif he doesn't like, because the Rif says it's Dafka talking about a case of Simta or Rishus Lokeach. Not in Rishus of Rabim. That's what my focus got to work on the details, whether it would work. So if somebody says a core for 30, then the Kenyan can be Chozer Bo up until the last moment. Kur B'Shloshim Sa'ah B'Sela Ani Mocher Lecha. But if he says the following, a Kur for Shloshim, but a Sa'ah per Sela, for a Sela, he adds that in, meaning he is specifying each little unit in the sale. So then Risha Rishon Kana. So then each one would be Nikneh at the moment. Rishon Rishon Kana, each one is finished, and then you cannot be Chozer Bo later on. Rishon Rishon Kana. So Tashma. So is this really true? Tashma, Im Haisa, Mida Shalakas Mehen, Rishon Rishon Kana. But 1 second. We learned that if it's Mida, Im Haisa, Mida Shal Echon Mehen, so then you should be, right? We learned if it's the Mida of one of them, Risha Risha Kana, that he's Kona each one, Afal Gav Delonis Mala Hamida, even though it hasn't been finished yet. So isn't that against the statement of Rabbi Shmuel? So the Gemara answers no. De amale hin b'shneim asar slaim lug b'sela ani mochalacha. The case is where he used the double lashon, hin for shneim asrei slaim and a lug b'sela. That's why each one could be nikne separately. Ki de ama Rav Kahana shnasos hayibahin. Just like Rav Kahana says that there were measurements. Shnasos is like a measuring cup. There were measurements for each hin by the karbanos. For the karbanos, like some karbanos needed one lug of shemen and two lugin and three lugin. So they had shnasos. They had measure like lines on the kalim. So achanami shnasos hayibamidos. Just like Rav Kahana says that shnasos were in the hin in the base of Mikdash. So to here they had shnasos by the midos, period. Tosas here is an interesting question. The Gemara is quoting this line from Rav Kahana. Shnasos hayu behin. It's a Mishnah. When you Rav Kahana, the phrase of Shnasos hayu behin, that's a Mishnah. That's not Rav Kahana. It's a Mishnah Menachos. Says the Tosas, Kid Amar, Teimel Rabbeinu Chaim, Vala Lo Rav Kahana Amre, Ela Mishni, Bseperek Beis Midos. Right? It's a Mishnah. What are you quoting Rav Kahana for? So Tosas answers, maybe the Chiddush is that Mishnah is about Kachim. Maybe the Rav Kahana is the one who says that you can also use that principle in regular Hilchas Makach Umemkar by a Hedyot. That's the Chiddush. Hilchach, maybe, Hilchach, Rav Kahana, Tashmina Dafilu B'Mida Shalchol Osin. Right, Alvim Yassid is the Menachos, you only know Mida Shalchodesh. As we know from elsewhere, there might be different rules and regulations for Hektish and Hedyot. Right, I'm Misiras al-Gavok, Misiras al-Hedyot. There are different rules for Hektish and Hedyot, so therefore, that's the Chiddush of Rav Kahana. Whenever Rav Kahana comes up, it's interesting to mention the Tosas and Kiddushin. Was Rav Kahana a Kohen? Rav Kahana. It's like Kohen. Is that Kohen? Sometimes you find Kohens that aren't Kahanim. Right? So is Rav Kahana a Kohen? So this comes up because Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Ches Bar Aleph says that Rav Kahana took something for Pidyon HaBen. He took a suitor for Pidyon HaBen. So it sounds like he's a Kohen. If he takes something for Pidyon HaBen, right, he took it to redeem someone. So they asked Tosfos, Mash Machad Rav Kahana, are you a Kohen? Sounds like from here in Kiddushim, Rav Kahana was a Kohen, but Tema, because if you look in Psachim, it's Mashma that he wasn't a Kohen. So Tosfos has two answers. Number one, easy answer. There were two Rav Kahanas. One was Kohen, one was not a Kohen. But the second answer was, Big Chiddush, we don't pask in this way, Yesh Lomar de Bishvil Ishto Hu Lokeach. Maybe he took the Pidyon HaBen because his wife was a Bas Kohen. And because his wife was a Bas Kohen, even though he was a Yisrael, he could take the Heislav for Pidyon HaBen. Kedashchan, like you find in Perakaz Roa, the Rav Kahana Achal Bishvil Ishto. 2 days of Tosas. We don't pass in that way, but it's a great lundus. Pidyon HaBen, you have to give it to a Kohen. Could you give it to the wife of a Kohen? To the husband of a Kohenis. It's a big Shaila, but that's Rav Kahana, whether Rav Kahana was a Kohen or not. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and the Shem will pick up.